Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollies. All rights reserved.
It's June 11th, 2007. This episode was originally released at an earlier date.
This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's November 22nd, 2002. And here's Jesus. Nazarene, here's a good question. On October 17th, you told how old your mother was when she gave birth to you. And this appalled many. How old do you think a woman should be in modern times before she marries, has children, can be a proper mother, and take care of a household?
A very difficult question, Alora. There are some women that never become old enough to be a wife and mother. They simply do not have the common sense to fulfill this mission. And unfortunately, nowadays, many women have a sickness that drives them to women rather than men, and they do not fulfill the glory that God had intended for them. This is a very hard thing to say, Alora. Some women at the age of 13 and 14 are mature enough to be wives and mothers and take care of a husband and keep a house. Some women at 85 are not old enough to do these tasks. It is a sad, sad thing that many, many women are not prepared to fulfill the functions that God intended for them to do. I am not saying these are the only functions that a woman should have. Many women can do many, many good things for their societies and for the places where they live, but their primary goal should be to be wives and mothers and to have children to do that God intended for them to do. I know this isn't very popular today, but it is the way of God. The answer to your question is, Alora, it depends on the individual.
Boy, Nazarene, you're not going to be popular when you finish college and start a career crowd, but I know what you mean. It's really rough, though, on working mothers. But I remember reading in our sacred writings, that's why the Haitians had three wives. Some kept the houses while others went out and worked. Quite an arrangement. We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back. Nazarene, last week you told how the story of Noah really happened. I've always wondered, was King David real? Did he really slay Goliath with a stone? That story has always fascinated me.
You better believe David was real, Alora, and he really did bring down that big mountain with a stone. You should have seen it when that old rock hit that forehead and that old mountain come tumbling down to the ground. David fully understood the power that God could put into your hands. He fully understood what faith could do if you really, really believe and allow the power of God to enter into you. Time and time again, he accomplished wonders because he opened himself to the power of God and believed. He made a few mistakes. Your little run-in with him was an example of that. But David was a great man, and his little faults were forgiven him by many because he did what was needed at the time it was needed, and he followed God's will as best he could as a man. God could ask no better of anyone. When someone stands up and says, why are you tolerating this? Why are you doing this? Why are you allowing this evil? Why do you stand here and shiver when you have the power of God in you and you can destroy anything that comes against you? That is a man of God. When others say, oh, it's not our affair, it's not our business, it has nothing to do with us, they're not our people, why should we interfere? Then these are not of God. Those of God know the power of God and know what the power can do. And when that power is used for good, it can accomplish anything. David was one of God's greatest, but there are other of God's greatest if they would only awake and follow his will.
Yeah, Nazarene. Demetrius told me about that lifetime when I was his wife, and David sent him off into battle to die so he could have me. I must have been a lot cuter then. Not a very nice thing to do to your best friend, but all has been forgiven.
Actually, Alora, we think you're a lot cuter now. We may be prejudiced, but that's our feelings.
We'll be back again.